And then the final thing, in terms of PSA recurrence, I think one thing that's become apparent across the specialties and now coming into the community is that it's the rate at which PSA rises that is dictating the concept we had just discussed. How long till this guy gets into trouble with a positive bone scan versus how long does he have to live? When we look at the time interval to a positive bone scan, Dr. Petrylak had a very nice slide showing if the doubling time is less than 3 months, the interval is 2 years. If it's between 3 and 6 months, it's 4 years. If it's between 6 and 9 months, it goes up to, I believe it was about 9 years. And then when you get beyond 12 months, that's when you've got the very, very, very long, more than a decade, till you get to a positive bone scan issue. And so, I think that for guys who have PSAs that are moving rather quickly, even men in their mid to late 70s, unless they have really significant comorbid illnesses that are, going to take their life this year, I think that thinking carefully about the hormonal therapy is important.